Hey, everybody, welcome to another devotion. Today, I want to talk to you about putting on the full armor of God. Ephesians 6:12 says, "We are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in high places." Sometimes we need to remember who we are fighting. And guess what? It's not your spouse or that person that you got into an argument with on Facebook. There is a spiritual war going on over your life. Just like God has a plan for your life, so does the enemy. Satan's plan for your life is to steal, kill, and destroy. To steal, kill, and destroy your relationships, your identity, your connection with God, and even your own life. The enemy knows if he can distort your true identity, if he can destroy what God intended for you to be, he has succeeded in hurting God by hurting his children. 1 Peter 5:8 says, "Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour." So it's important to realize who we are really fighting when we get attacked, when depressive thoughts flood in, when hurtful comments come from others around us, when we're tempted to believe lies about our self-worth, when doubts about the goodness of God cloud our vision. What do you do when Satan's lies seem overwhelming? You replace it with truth. You intentionally go back to what God has already said about you, and that is found in Scripture. Memorize Scripture so that when you're attacked, you can intentionally recite the truth. You can replace the lies with the truth. It can also be helpful to seek wisdom from a Christian counselor during a season where you feel the enemy is attacking your mental health. Here's how you fight against the lies of the enemy according to Scripture. It's Ephesians 6, verse 10 through 18. "Be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on all of God's armor so that you will be able to stand firm against all the strategies of the devil. For we're not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places. Therefore, put on every piece of God's armor so you will be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. Then after the battle, you will still be standing firm. Stand your ground. Put on the belt of truth and the body armor of God's righteousness. For shoes, put on the peace that comes from the good news so that you will be fully prepared. In addition to all of these, hold up the shield of faith to stop the fiery arrows of the devil. Put on salvation as your helmet and take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. Stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere." Satan is strong, and he is determined to make you stumble. But we're not defenseless. God has provided us with all the armor we need, armor so strong that Satan and his servants cannot overcome it. Truth, righteousness, peace, faith, salvation, the Word of God, and prayer. What pieces of God's armor are missing in your life? Don't let another day go by without putting on the full armor of God. I'm going to be praying for you this week. I hope you have a great day. God bless.